Blog Talk
Radio. Good morning.
Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Today is Monday, October the 5th, 2020. The day the Lord has made. We all will rejoice, be glad, and happy in this day. We all will be blessed this week in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Psalms 119, Psalm 119, verse 33 and 34. Just tell me what to do, and I will do it, Lord. As long as I live, I'll wholeheartedly obey. Oh, yes, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we just come to you, Lord, gathering together, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You said, when two or more gather together, there is power in this prayer, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for bringing us through another week to a new day. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray and thank you for your strength. Oh, yes, for your power that you instilled in us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we just praise and thank you, Lord, for protection, your guidance, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, for making ways out of no ways, Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father, for closing doors that should be shut. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, open doors, Lord. Oh, yes, for us, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Father, we just pray, Lord, for you to make jobs for those that need a job, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those that may fall weak, Lord, that you strengthen them, that they don't fall, Lord. We're praying for businesses, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. For those on this line, that family members that have businesses, the ones that have businesses, Lord, their friends, Lord, and those that crying out to you, Lord, that have businesses, Lord, that's not looking too good. Lord, we know who you are, Lord, and we depend on you, Lord. We lean on you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You are our light, and you are our rock, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the people that are homeless out there on the streets, Lord, that's begging for money, begging for food, even those that are not even begging is out there, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're asking that you move in their life, Lord, whatever their need may be, Lord. Oh, yes, yes. Some of them out there is lonely, Lord. You got your children over the world, in this world, Lord, that's lonely, Lord. Lord, let them know. Let somebody put a word in their ear so they'll know that because of you, you are all that we need, Lord. That void of loneliness can go away, Lord. You got marriages, Lord, that have chaos going on like right now, Lord. We asking that you fix those marriages, Lord. Oh, yes, touch the heart, the mind, the soul, all the thoughts. Oh, yes, of the each and every one of the couples, Lord, that's going through situations, Lord. Oh, yes, even the relationship of people that's not married, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch them, Lord. The ones that are waiting on you, Lord, for another half, Lord, for a man or a woman, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Oh, Lord, do it for them, Lord. Put somebody in their life that loves you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know what type of man they want. They're praying for, Lord. Answer their prayer, Lord. Oh, let your will be done, Heavenly Father. Father, you got a lot of people out there at this pandemic, even before that, is going through depression, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Asking that you touch them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, touch them, Lord. Oh, yes, heal their minds, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You are a healer, Lord. And we got people that's in pain, Lord. That's hurting, Lord. Only you know exactly who's going through what, Lord. We ask that you touch them, Lord. Touch their bodies, Lord. Oh, yes, whatever they need, fixing in their body needs. That's hurt, Lord, that's going on in their body, whether they know about it or don't know about it, Lord. Heal them, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Heal them. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, some people going through anxiety, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, the people in rehabilitation, Lord. Touch them, Lord, that they get courage to do the work that needed to be done to receive what you have for them, Lord, that they come up out of their Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Some in the hospital, Heavenly Father. Heal them, Lord. Oh, yes, those without that have the coronavirus, those that don't have the coronavirus, whatever the illness might be that got them in that hospital, Lord. That's who you are, Father. You are a healer, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, whatever anybody on this prayer line, their family, their friends, Lord, people that they're praying for, Lord. Oh, Lord, let your will be done in this situation, Lord. But there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. There are people that need comforting, Lord, because their family have moved from this earth, Heavenly Father. Comfort them, Lord. Send a comforter, your angels, to give them strength, Lord, to comfort them while they go through this change, Lord. A lot of people don't know how to accept moving on, Lord. Their family members or friends moving on to a better place, Lord. So they need your help, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Help them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Father, we got people traveling to and from, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Show them travel favors, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that have been on the prayer line, haven't come back, Heavenly Father, yet, or just come every now and then, Lord. They don't understand how important it is for them to put you first in the morning time and the joy that they feel when they come, Lord, to keep coming back, Lord. The trick of the devil, Lord, try to keep them up late so they be too sleepy to get up in the morning, Lord. You know whatever the devil is doing to hinder them from being here in the morning times, Lord. Oh, help them, Lord. Touch their mind, Lord. Help them, Lord. Let them realize, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Speak to them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Almighty God, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. We pray for the kids that school from home, Lord, on Zoom, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Give them kids patience, Lord. Give them hunger to want to learn, Lord, so they can sit still, even a little bit of one, so they can sit still, Lord, and do a good job, Lord, and pay their close attention, Lord, and they don't get distracted, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Touch them, Heavenly Father. Touch the parents. Don't have nobody that can't go to work because of the school is closed, Lord. Oh, Lord, you just step in, Lord. That's who you are, Lord, a way maker. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, let there be fun so they can put the kids somewhere where they can teach them, Lord, or someone, Lord. That you will be doing in a situation for the parents that not able to go to work because of homeschooling, Lord. Protect those that's in school, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, keep the virus away from them, Lord. Put your hands of protection of angels around them that they don't, that virus don't touch them, Lord. They got to go to school, Lord. Hallelujah. And the teachers, Lord. Oh, yes, touch them, Lord. Protect them, Lord, from that virus, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And oh, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for the people's office, Lord. Lord, we need them to do right by the people. Oh, yes, Lord. Stop being selfish, Lord, and hogging the money, Lord, and misusing the money, Heavenly Father. Let them think about the people and put people first, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Let them put the people first, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You can change people's mind, Lord. We have to know those that's not for the people, Lord. Change their mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Change them, Lord. Yes, you can. And I know you will, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, yes, Lord. So we just pray, Lord, and just thank you for everybody, Lord, that come get up in the morning to worship you first. Oh, yes. All the people in this circle of friends, Lord. Oh, yes, we have a met in person, some of us haven't, but we love each other, Lord, because you said we got to love our neighbors, Lord. And if anybody that loves you, we love each other, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, one another, whether we know them, never talk to them, but we love our family, Lord. We are your family, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be your children, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for the relationship that we have with you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father, allowed you to be your children and you being our Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You know what every need is, Lord, for each and everyone on this prayer line, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, we ask that each need be met, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. So when we pray, Lord, we know it's done, Heavenly Father. And we will continue praising you until we see it for it. Just praising you so we know it's done, done, Lord. And we praise you until it truly comes to pass, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for those that don't know you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We just ask that you put people in their path, Lord, that they can hear about you, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So that way they can, their soul can be saved, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, we're here to do your will, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, we love you, Lord, with all our heart, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, we do, Father. Father, we just thank you for the things that you've done for us in the past, Lord. We thank you for the things that you've done for us that we're not aware of, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you're doing for us right now as we speak. Oh, yes, as we gather together this morning, we just thank you, Lord, for all you are doing for us in the future. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for everybody over the world, Lord, no matter what they're in need of, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, to pour more and more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, Lord. We ask that you let us hear you a little bit more, Lord. Oh, yes, yes. Some of us might need to be spoken to a little louder than others, Lord. So sometimes we might not comprehend, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And sometimes we might not be willing, but, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to let us remind us, Lord. Oh, yes, keep, Lord, doing your will in our life, Lord, for us, Lord. Oh, yes, guiding us, Heavenly Father, walking with us on a daily basis, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we had 10,000 tongues. We can never praise you enough, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, for your goodness. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, I connect this prayer, every prayer that comes after me, every prayer all over the world during this hour. Oh, yes, a power of prayer, Lord, with our Father who are in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our King, our power, and our glory, Lord. We love you with all our heart, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Charmaine, are you able to pray this morning? Charmaine? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you want me to go? I'm sorry.
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up another morning, Lord Jesus, for breathing your breath into our lungs, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning, God, that our mercies are new, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for guiding us, Lord God, on this day, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice in it, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for filling us up, Lord Jesus, with your joy, with your peace, with your purpose, Lord God, with your wisdom for this day, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, God. You're so gracious and merciful, God. Lord God, to wake us up, God. We thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, God, that we have another day, Lord God, to perfect, Lord God, ourselves, Lord God, to love you, Lord Jesus, to serve you, Lord God. We thank you for refining us each and every day, Lord Jesus. And Father God, we just come to you, Lord God. Lord God, because we know that all of us have fallen short of your glory, God. We just ask, Lord God, for forgiveness, Lord God. We turn away from each and every thing that we have given ourselves to, each and every sin, Lord God. Each and every time that we have fallen short of your glory, God, we ask for forgiveness, God. We thank you, Lord God, for applying your blood over each and every sin, Lord God, and giving us the grace, Lord God, to turn away from each and everything, Lord God, that does not please you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, let our lives, Lord God, go up as a sweet fragrance to you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we just want to serve you, Lord God. We want to serve you, Lord God, and love those around us just as you loved us, Lord God, and even forgive those around us just as you have forgiven us, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we have the privilege and honor to pray, Lord God, in public, Lord God, that we don't, Lord God, get stoned and murdered, Lord God, just for praying, Lord Jesus, to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to the host of heaven, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for what you have done on the cross, Lord God, for us. Even knowing, God, that some of us, some people would not turn to you, Lord. And we just thank you, God, that you will use us out in this world, Lord Jesus, to be the light, God. Give us your boldness, Lord. Let your boldness fall upon us, God, to speak of your salvation, of your miraculous love, Lord God, that you showed and demonstrated on the cross, God. You are so amazing. Your love is uncontainable, Lord Jesus. Your love is more than what anyone can ever give us, God. Lord God, so let us be truly satisfied with you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, let us seek you. Let this world seek your face, God. Lord God, because your word said everything else will be added unto us. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that here it come, Lord God, and wreak havoc, Lord God, wreak on the hearts, Lord God. Turn the hearts, Lord God, the hearts that are hardened to you, God. Lord God, turn the hearts, Lord Jesus, back to you, Lord God. Lord God, that has been hardened, Lord God, that don't know you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, come, Lord Jesus, let your kingdom come on this earth, Lord. We need you. Have mercy, God. Lord God, where the enemy have been making destruction and division, Lord God. Lord God, where confusion has been in the minds of people of their identity, God. Lord God, where suicidal thoughts have been going on in people's minds, God. Lord Jesus, come with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We need you. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on our land, Lord. Holy Spirit, come to our land and heal it, Lord. Use us, God. Use us, Lord. Use us, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. Let your Holy Spirit come even to the White House, God. Even to our government officials, God. Let your Holy Spirit come and melt away all the division, Lord. all the things that are, even things that we don't even know that has been, that's happening, God. Lord God, it's by your spirit, Lord God, it's by, you can do it, Lord. And we thank you, God, that as we pray, Lord God, as we intercede, Lord Jesus, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are dispatching your angels, Lord God, that you are orchestrating, Lord God, a great revival, Lord God, a great awakening, Lord God, of those that are walking, Lord God, and that are being led to death, Lord Jesus. God, you said in your word that broad is the way to hell, Lord. Turn back the prodigal. God, turn them to you. Lord God, bring them home, God. Bring them home, Lord Jesus. Bring them home, God. We have mercy, Lord. Mercy, God. Lord God, not your will that people should perish and go to hell, Lord. Lord God, your heart breaks for them. Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Even in the world, Lord God, where there are things that are going on, God, you are still good, Lord. You are still making a way where there is no way, God. Lord God, that we don't have to sit and think about doom and gloom. Lord God, we can rejoice because we have victory in the name of Jesus. Lord God, because we are the head and not the tail, because we know the saving grace. Lord God, because we have come to the knowledge and understanding of who you are, because we have what it takes to overcome the enemy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that we have hope. Lord God, let us spread this hope in this nation, Lord God. Let us spread this hope. Oh, Father God, yes. I plead the blood of Jesus for each and every saint that is interceding. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I pray, Lord God, your divine protection over them. I thank you, Lord God, for the minister that is going to each and every city that is worshiping you, Lord God, out in the open, Lord God, that is calling your kingdom to come. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Let your blood cover him, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that your peace and your presence go before him, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that your heavenly host even goes before him and prepare the hearts and the minds of the people that will encounter you in that place. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, shake the walls, Lord God. Shake the strongholds over our city. And I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, they crumble. I decree and declare that each and every stronghold over our city crumble in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over our city, even shake up our president, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you that he will have a mind of Christ in the name of Jesus, that he will be filled with the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. I thank you, Lord God, that he will be set ablaze for you, Lord God. Lord God, that his fire for you will not be contained. Lord God, I thank you that you will surround him with people that are truly, Lord God, in love with you, that are truly here to serve you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, I thank you that their mind will be on you, Lord God, on the things that pleases you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you that their heart will be pure before you in the name of Jesus. Father God, let that White House be a people, Lord God, that sit before you and gain wisdom, Lord God. Wisdom, not man's wisdom, but your holy wisdom, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We just glorify you, Lord. We thank you for what you are doing. Lord God, I know we see darkness around us, God, but you, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, you are exposing the darkness, Lord God, and they have to flee in the name of Jesus back to the pits of hell. And I just decree and declare divine protection over all of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We just glorify your holy name, Lord. You are so wonderful, so amazing, God, so holy. God, you just outdo yourself every single time. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. In your holy name, I pray. Jesus, holy, holy, holy name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Charmaine, for that prayer. And I'd like to apologize, everyone. On Mondays only, I hooked my phone up to a speaker, and the speaker went out. I don't know where it went out while I was praying, but I didn't realize it until after I didn't hear Charmaine, so I picked up my phone. And when she went to praying, she wasn't on speaker. She were and she wasn't, seemed like. So, but y'all forgive me if you couldn't really hear me. You know, the devil is busy. He's very, very busy. And I'd like to mention to you all, I noticed, you know, those newcomers that are here, and, you know, every day when you come to the line, you can expect something different because we, you know, we depend on God to lead us, you know, and guide us each and every day. So things won't be the same every day. And I hope Charmaine was praying, or when I was praying, that y'all was agreeing. And you know, you're on mute, so you don't have to sit quietly. You can throw out names or agree, whatever, just participate. And I'm gonna tell you, when I first started, so I know this happened to a lot of people, because I done heard people that I know say, "Oh, I fell asleep." But if you know, when you get up to pray, if you propped up in that bed or your head laying on that pillow, you slanting on that bed, you know, if you're not sitting up straight and participate, you will fall asleep and you're going to miss some good stuff. Because I know some days it is so powerful. I'm like, oh, yes, you know, I really love it. And especially, you know, is we only hear from 6 to 7 Monday through Friday. So I can't see how people can miss a Friday, period. You know what I'm saying? And even though we pray other than just on the prayer line, or we pray during the day, we pray during the weekend. And but I just want to let y'all know, the devil don't, you know, want y'all to, and then a lot of times, a lot of people who really faithful, who, you know, everybody's faithful, but those that come on an everyday basis, that sometimes a lot of stuff to fall back into laying on the bed, with on a pillow. You know, even if you participate, you will fall asleep, or propped up, slopped up, you know. But if you sit straight up and you participate on mute, even when somebody is singing, you can follow them and sing along. You know what I'm saying? Or you might know the song, you can sing along. So sometimes people, if you got a song on your heart, like today, if anybody got a song on your heart, I welcome you to sing it. Your newcomers, you know, somebody never sung before. And I just want to just let you know that, you know, the devil is busy, and I dare you to get on this prayer line every day, Monday through Friday, for 2 weeks straight. I dare you and see what happens. But anyway, again, those that may were not here at 6 o'clock, good morning to you all. Okay, and this is, and we end this week in Jesus' name this week. Does anybody have a song on your heart that you would like to sing? Okay, so right now, you know, excuse me, did anybody say they had a song, like somebody made a noise? Okay.
Yeah, I sing a song. Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 1 minute.
It's an old song, man. The windows of heaven are open, and the fire's falling tonight. I have joy, joy, joy in my soul. Since Jesus made everything right, don't you know I gave him my old filthy garment, and he gave me a robe all pure white. That's why I'm feasting on manna from heaven. That's why I'm happy tonight. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. He's my comforter, Prince of Peace. Mighty God is he. He keeps saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh, the windows of heaven are open, and the fire is falling tonight. I got joy, joy, joy down in my soul since Jesus made everything right. Don't you know I gave him my old filthy garment and he gave me a robe of pure white. That's why I'm feasting on manna from heaven. That's why I'm happy tonight. All this morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. That's just glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Francis, for that wonderful song. That was right on time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, right now what we're going to do is we're going to give God some praise, because you know when praises go up, blessings come down. And that's what I was saying for the newcomers. We do corporate praises, and, you know, so when everybody is praising God for what they got to praise God for, what Jesus God has done for you and done for people that you know that you're happy for, that you're grateful for, so you won't know, you won't be able to hear what nobody else saying, because everybody's doing their own praising. But early in the morning, it's a good thing. And when praises go up, blessings come down. Okay, when you're looking for God to do something for you, praising him is a good thing, good way of doing it. Because God do for give us, and we have to do what it takes to get what he got for us, you know. So everybody, unmute your phone and come in, and let's praise God. Oh, yes, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Bless you. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Oh, yes, and your mercy, Heavenly Father. Oh, and your grace. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes,
God, take care of your emergency situation, God, in the name
Oh,
yes,
Lord God,
you're
the keeper, Lord God.
Able to
see in the God, God. You're the God that is the level of our soul. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, moving by your spirit, God, and moving by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, you alone are worthy, God, of the honor, the glory, the praise, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. God, hallelujah, God.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Yvonne Lester. I thank God for being here this morning, waking me up this morning.
Good morning, Yvonne. Somebody else was calling.
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene B. The Lord for being here today. I thank God for just the love that we experience here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you, Sister Marie, for facilitating and leading us in prayer this morning. You're doing a fabulous job, and we do appreciate your time. And even when you come in, you give us nuggets on Monday. We appreciate that. It is so beautiful. And I just want to thank God for, you know, many times we're traveling and we're on the road driving our cars, and you see where you have missed being hit by a truck, a car, or something, and then there are other times you don't know that you have been protected. But even when I see where, I mean, there are people, I have seen people just driving across the line, the double line on the wrong side of the road, and they're going so fast, like you're trying to get over, and there's not a lot of room, but at the appropriate time, the Lord helps them to turn the car in the right direction so they won't hit you. So, you know, when I see God doing that, I just say, Lord, thank you for protecting me. You know, right away, I just thank God for that, because we don't have to be protected. We could be in an accident. So I just thank God for just protecting us as we pray here, and we ask God to protect us as we go through the day. And this is for everybody. You know, you just praise God for what he does. I mean, danger seen and unseen. Many times we pray that prayer. And so this morning I do have a request. It is for Dior Lena. Her father passed away, so we want to pray that God will comfort her and her family at this time. And I also want to pray for my niece, Yvette. We want to keep her in prayer that she will receive Jesus as Savior, come out of the crazy life that she's living. Also my nephew, his name is Albert. And just all my nieces and nephews and my grandchildren, that God will cover them with the blood and draw them to himself. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Darlene.
I'm Charmaine. thanks, Mom, Marie, with my mom, for letting me pray and, you know, inviting me to be on the call. But yesterday at church, sorry, my throat is kind of cracky. I'm drinking water, but I don't know. So yesterday at church, at the end of service, we were praying for people for, like, if they needed healing or anything that they needed healing in their body. Well, I was holding my baby. My husband was. And one of the people that got healed, it was just, I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but it was just so beautiful. He was deaf for 70 years, almost 70 years. And he was wearing a hearing aid, and my husband prayed for him to be able to hear. And when he took his hearing aid out, he could hear totally fine. And in the beginning, like, he didn't believe he could be healed, but my husband was like, no, you know, the Lord can do this. He want to do this. I've seen, you know, the Lord do this before. Let me just pray for you anyways. And this guy just visited our church yesterday. So we never seen him before. We never saw him before. So he prayed for him and he got healed. Praise God. The Lord healed him. And he was like, man, this would have saved me, I think he said, $5,000 on his hearing aid. And, you know, it was just really awesome to see. And he started, like, getting emotional, you know. It was just really amazing just to see him healed. And, you know, God can do that for anybody. But that's all. I don't want to ramble, so that's it.
All right. Thank you, Charmaine, for coming. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing him, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. The Almighty God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, for the ministry here, Lord God, for the pastor, Lord God, for David, for the God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Thank you for the miracle, Lord God. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay. Okay. And thank you, Charmaine, for coming this morning. I really appreciate it. And thank you for that testimony. Somebody else want to give your name, please? And if you got, as I said, if you have a testimony or a prayer request, give it, please.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning.
And good morning. I just want to, I just want to pray for my family, keep my family lifted up. My little nephew, Caleb, I want to always keep him lifted up. And I just pray over my business daily, and I just thank God for allowing me to be on this prayer line.
Good morning. Thank you for being here, Chris. Next person.
Thank you, Pastor. I want to thank God for everybody that's here. I want to thank God for the opening of Minister Chris' other business here this week. Hallelujah, God. I want to thank God for all things. I want to thank God because I got blessed. People that call have been calling up that I knew years ago, over 20-some years ago. Lord, the Lord called. I just want to thank you. Hallelujah, God, for when we was in Orlando. Yeah, we was in Orlando. How she first began to speak in tongues, hallelujah, God, and life had went up and down, up and down. And I didn't even know she still had the number. And she called up and began to testify how God had blessed her and how, you know, how was, and I was glad because I had the opportunity to tell that once you receive that Holy Spirit of God, his word is true, he'll never leave you or forsake you. And I thank God for that because that was one of the testimonies that she had gave me that just sort of lifted up my just lifted my head up Saturday, and thank God for all things. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, this is Vaughn again. I want to make prayer request for Joe Brown in the hospital and Cal and Lester in her sick bed at the house. Thank you.
Oh. Anybody else want to give your name? They haven't given your name.
Good morning. This is Janice. And I'm asking that you keep the Murdoch family in prayer. We lost two family members, one in Georgia and one in Florida. Thank you. Everybody have a blessed and prosperous day.
Okay, good morning, Virginia.
You?
Someone else will give their name?
Yes, good morning. This is Scholastica. I just thank God for his protection and his love. And I thank him for healing my son, Abraham, and thank you all for praying for him last week, and he is feeling much, much better. He actually went to work this weekend. So I thank God. Amen.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for allowing me to be here this morning. And I'm asking for prayer for myself and my family and for everyone on this prayer line. And have a lovely, blessed day. God bless.
Okay, God bless you. And good morning, Sister Jenny. Anybody else? Anybody else haven't given your name a prayer request, a praise report? Okay, well, I have I would like to pray for a young guy. He was young when he went to prison, named Maurice. Let's pray for Maurice. He got him. He had someone that kept picking him up, robbing him and stuff. A little robber, known robber. Everybody knew the guy was a robber, and they two ran into each other, and they both had guns. They were shooting at each other, like I heard the one that I saw it. I wasn't like Indians, cowboys, and the bad guy was running and shooting, and he turned around to climb over a fence and caught a bullet in the back from Maurice. They gave Maurice 21 years, and which will be next year. And his mama was hoping maybe that he that God is having free, let him get out in December. He have already done 20 years, which he really shouldn't have, but for the choices that we made. He participated, but the guy got killed, and his family, his family was well known, and he was too as a robber, but Maurice did time. So let's pray to God, go ahead and set Maurice free for Christmas. So if there's not any more prayer requests, what let's do is, Pastor Darlene, if you would pray for these prayer requests and take us out, please.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lord, we just thank you so much for all that you are to us. You're so beautiful, God. You're perfect, God. Lord, in all of our ways, we acknowledge you and you direct our path. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that he shed on Calvary so that we could be free. We're free from sin, death, hell, and destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for those stripes that you bore so that we could be healed. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We ask you, Lord, to lead us and guide us even as we pray, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for each and every one who is here today, oh God, and those who didn't make it who wanted to be here, God. Oh God, we just pray for each and every prayer request that has been submitted to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, may Kayla Shaytramakuna na 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 shata mehina. My God, I decree and declare that the healing spirit is taking over right now. Healing spirit, move right now. We pray that you touch the bodies that Jesus said that we would be healed by his stripes, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the healing in these bodies, oh God. Sister Carolyn, oh God, who is sick, Lord. And we know, God, today all that you can do in her body, oh God. Make her brand new, oh God. Touch every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, Lord. And for Joe, who's in the hospital, oh God, we pray and decree and declare that he is healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we magnify your name, oh God. We have the victory, oh God, over sickness and disease, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, heal the minds today, oh God. Those who have mental conditions, oh God, we decree and declare that their minds are clear, oh God, that they have the mind of Christ. You said we do not have the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. So we decree and declare sound minds today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, for those who are mourning today, oh God, those who have lost loved ones, oh God, we pray that you heal the hurt, the pain that they may be experiencing, oh God. We pray for Dior Lena, oh God, that you touch her life, touch her mind, touch her family, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give them peace, oh God. The Murdoch family, oh God, who has lost two people, oh God, we know, God, today that you're the one, oh God, who can help them to have the peace of God in their lives right now, God. To be absent in the body is to be with you, O Lord. So we pray that they will release those people from their minds, O God, and let them go, O God. And those who are still here who do not know you and the pardon of their sins, O God, I pray, Father, today that you will draw them to you, O God, and that they will heed your call, Lord, because we know that every knee must bow and every tongue is going to have to confess the Lord Jesus, O God. So we pray for these families, O God, in the name of Jesus. Others out there, O God, who have lost their loved ones, O God, we pray, God, today that you will heal them, heal their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we pray for Sister Jeannie's family, oh God. Pray for herself, oh God. Continue to heal her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our sister Juanita, oh God, who had to go to the hospital last week, we thank you, Lord, today for bringing her out all right, oh God, that everything has worked out just fine, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, oh God. We glorify your name, God. We pray, God, today for Yvette. We pray for Albert, oh God. We pray for Maurice, oh God. We pray that you will help them, oh God, in these issues that they're dealing with, oh God. In the name of Jesus, drug addiction, oh God, sexual promiscuity, oh God, lying and cheating, oh God. Roderick, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, draw them out of that dark place that they're in, oh God, into your marvelous light, oh God. Take the darkness from around their eyes, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ, oh God. And, Lord, we do pray and ask that you give favor for Maurice, oh God, so that he will be able to be released, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Not only him, oh God, we pray for Byron, oh God, who's been locked up for almost the same amount of time, oh God, if not more. We pray for Byron, oh God, that he be released, oh God, and D-Zion, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, today that as they be released, oh God, that they will serve you, God, that they will not come out and get into trouble again, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we pray for Jeannie's family, oh God, and all the families here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh God, this circle of friends, Lord. We pray for Caleb, oh God, Sister Chris's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, today for blessing and healing each and every one in our families, oh God. And those, oh God, who are just out there just struggling, oh God, we decree and declare that they will look to the hills from which cometh their help, oh God, because their help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth, oh God. And Lord, we also pray for our Sister Chris's business, oh God. Continue to enlarge her territory. Bless her indeed, oh God. Take evil away that it would not cause her any pain, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let her prosper and grow, Lord, not only her, Father, but everyone who has a business, oh God, those who are working, oh God, give favor on the jobs, Lord. Those who need a job, give them favor, Lord, to receive a job, and they will do well on the job, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, because you are so perfect, Lord, and you perfectly bless us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the blood of Jesus that covers us and washes us and makes us whiter than snow. It's in the name of Jesus I pray and thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. We do thank everyone for being here. I love you. And we will be back here tomorrow, the same station, same time. And we will look to hear what the Lord has to speak to us. And we are starting our fast on Wednesday. And we're fasting to know the will of God. And we really do need to know the will of God for our lives in this particular time. Any time that we're alive, we need to know the will of God and which direction we need to be going in or how we need to be still and know that he's God. And so I have sent out this verses that we're supposed to use as support for these scriptures. And let me just give them for those who may not know scriptures. Those scriptures are Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, and Psalms chapter 32, verse 8. And, of course, you can read the whole chapters of these verses that I gave, and then just read some more. Seek the face of the Father. Be still. Listen to the voice of God. Write down what he says to you so that you'll know what to do for the future. And we will continue to pray one for another as we go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. And I decree and declare that the angels will be around us as we go out there, and God will protect us through his angels. Some of those angels are fighting for us. Some of them are protecting us. So we thank the Lord for just knowing that he has angels out there for us. And I pray that you have a beautiful day. And we believe that the Lord gave us this opportunity because it's a wonderful day to have your best day. Let this be your best day of your life, and each and every day, let it be a good day for you. Amen. I love you.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.